Television is no stranger to the world of video games, with current hits like CSI and Alias transformed into multiplayer action. But video games rarely venture into television. That's where the new UPN series Game Over comes in, with a sly wink at the joystick crowd. Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter and has this review.
Meet the Smashin' Burns. They're a normal American family. Mom and Dad, Bro and Sis, even a pet dog named Turbo. But like any American family, they've got their share of problems. Take Mom, for example. Now that she's back at work as a swashbuckling government agent, she doesn't have time to cook dinner anymore, so she heats up a turkey with the help of her handy laser cannon. Okay, maybe the Smashin' Burns aren't that average. They're not even real people. They're CGI animations in this new UPN series that boasts a clever conceit. What do video game characters do when the game is over? For Raquel Smashin' Burn, that means maintaining the tricky balance between being a doting wife and mom, with her job battling bloodthirsty monsters. And her husband Rip has had enough.
Raquel, I'm a simple man. I drive in circles all day, that is when I'm not catching on fire. When I come home, all I want is a cup of tea. But instead, you know what I get?
Yummy turkey?
No. Kicked in the face by our passive-aggressive Shaolin monk neighbors, mysterious utterances from a boy claiming to be my son Billy, a wife obsessed with finding a golden monkey.
Emerald, babe. The gold one's over there.
And a daughter who needed a bra.
If you don't recognize that voice, it's Patrick Warburton, best known as Putty from Seinfeld. His mucho macho intonations are well-suited to his role here as Rip Smashin' Burn, the Grand Prix race car driver who seems to spend half his life going literally in circles. Video game characters are people too, you see. Game Over has a lot of fun poking at the cliches that have been around since the early days of Atari. The Smashin' Burns have to contend with the ninjas who live next door, drop-kicking and karate-chopping each other to their heart's content. There's even a few inside jokes for real gamers that reference classic games like Vice City. And if you don't know what that is, ask the nearest 12-year-old. But whether you love video games or not, Game Over gets a little tiresome once you get the joke. Even as it satirizes lame sitcom situations like the teenage daughter buying her first bra, or a married couple too busy for romance, it's really not that much funnier watching it lampooned by video game characters. You know, video games have long been blamed for tearing young viewers away from broadcast television. Game Over feels like a desperate attempt to bring them back by fighting fire with fire. But even with a laser cannon, Game Over seems burnt out.
Day-to-day reviewer Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter, and Game Over premieres tonight at 8 o'clock on UPN.